Take the family on a trip around the Tri-Cities to see the haunted houses before Halloween. Here are a few addresses that were provided to the Tri-City News. Coquitlam, 2986 Forestridge Plural. McCarthy Wiesel has a Halloween haunted house up for the fourth year, with 7 rooms open for a walk-through scare. More than 40 animatronics and hundreds of lights are up from 6 to 10 p.m. with actors portraying scary roles from October 28 to 31. The haunted house aims to raise money for the Vancouver Food Bank. 2988 Forestridge Plural. The owners are collecting funds for Variety, the children's charity. Lights are each night from 6:30 to 10 p.m., with actors out on October 29 and 31. Visit forestridgeyard.wixsite.com/forestridge-haunted. 1571 Harbor Drive. Moving ghouls welcome visitors to a frightful night of Halloween fun, and perhaps their final resting place. 900 block of Lillian Street. Residents on this street have created a kind of Halloween alley with many homes dressed up for the occasion. Port Coquitlam, 3313 Ray Street. The same house that is festooned for Christmas is also dressed up for Halloween for Nightmare on Ray Street, featuring 50 animatronics. The owners are collecting donations for the Share Food Bank. The house is open Sunday to Thursday, 5 to 10 p.m. and Friday and Saturday, 5 to 11 p.m. Anmore, 1151 Robin Way. Get ready to be terrified. The Anmore Manor Haunted House is open nightly until Halloween night. Full walkthroughs with actors are on from October 28 to October 31. Entry is by donation. Proceeds support the Share Food Bank. Visit Facebook at Anmore Manor, Haunted House.